From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with other international leaders in Paris today. They're holding talks over possible military action against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Rebel fighters accuse Gaddafi of lying about a ceasefire and say his forces are shelling the rebel stronghold of Benghazi today. That's where a plane has reportedly gone down. NPR's David Green is in Tripoli.
There are reports that a plane was shot down. Our colleagues from the Associated Press and from the BBC actually saw this firsthand, a plane exploding in the sky into a ball of fire. And we have no confirmation, no way of knowing at this point whose plane it was, what type of plane it was, but if it did indeed belong to the Libyan government, to Colonel Gaddafi's forces, it would be another sign that he is in open defiance of the world right now.
NPR's David Green reporting from Tripoli. President Obama is due to land in Brazil this hour for the start of his five-day trip through Latin America. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports his first day is focused on economic issues.
Here in the capital city of Brasilia, President Obama will meet President Dilma Rousseff and address a group of CEOs from both countries. White House International Economic Advisor Mike Froman says Brazil is an ideal market for American exports.
Brazil is now the seventh largest economy in the world. It grew at a 7.5% growth rate last year. And it's gone from a country that needed an IMF loan just a matter of years ago to now having $300 billion in reserves and having come through the economic crisis in a very strong and stable manner.
Brazil hosts the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016. That means the country will be spending lots of money to build infrastructure, and President Obama would like some of that money to enter the U.S. economy. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
There's been progress at that troubled nuclear plant in Japan damaged by last week's earthquake and tsunami. Workers have connected a new power cable in an attempt to get water pumps going again as part of an effort to cool overheating fuel rods. Firefighters have also been spraying ocean water at the plant's number 3 reactor, and it's said to be stabilizing. Meanwhile, NPR's John Itzty reports a move by the central banks of the G7 nations appears to have reined in the soaring yen.
The rising yen could have crippled Japanese exports at a time the country's economy is threatened by disaster. According to currency traders, Japan's central bank itself used yen to buy $25 billion, helping to drive the dollar higher and the yen lower. The dollar closed above 80 yen. It had weakened to 76.25 yen this week as speculators aggressively bought the Japanese currency. They believed they would profit as Japanese companies sell foreign assets and convert them to yen in order to finance rebuilding at home. Japan's deputy finance minister had harsh words for the speculators. He told the Reuters news agency they are like sneaky thieves at the scene of a fire. John Itzty, NPR News, Tokyo.
And you're listening to NPR. Former Secretary of State Warren Christopher has died. His law firm says Christopher died at his home in Los Angeles last night of complications from bladder and kidney cancer. He was 85. Christopher worked for peace in Bosnia and the Middle East in the Clinton administration. In 1981, he won the nation's highest civilian honor, the Medal of Freedom, for his efforts to free 52 Americans held hostage in the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. South African President Jacob Zuma says he's sending a delegation to Libya this weekend as part of an African Union fact-finding mission. As Vicky O'Hara reports, the purpose is to facilitate negotiations between Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and rebels trying to overthrow his government.
President Zuma has been criticized here in South Africa for his cozy relationships with regional dictators, among them Muammar Gaddafi. Zuma's critics have challenged the president to take action against Gaddafi for the Libyan leader's brutal attacks against protesters. This week, President Zuma told the National Assembly he had personally rebuked Gaddafi for shooting his people. Last week, Zuma ordered the Treasury to begin freezing Gaddafi's assets in South Africa in line with the UN Security Council resolution. The South African president says he'll coordinate with other African Union countries in formulating a position on Libya. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Egyptians are voting today on a package of constitutional amendments. The nationwide referendum is the first major test of the country's transition to democracy after the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak. If approved, the amendments would allow parliamentary and presidential elections to be held within 6 months. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.